Hello, I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome. I hope everyone's been meditating and enjoying and deepening their meditative practice. Today I want to talk about how to meditate. There are many, many ways to meditate. Meditation has been around for almost as long as recorded human history. So there has been many different forms of meditation introduced to our culture and to our world. The one technique I'm going to teach today, though, I've taught probably most often to people all over the world, and it's a very effective, a very wonderful way to meditate, and yet it's very simple and very easy to do. Whether you've been meditating for years or you're brand new to meditation, you'll find this a very effective, very useful way to enter the world of meditation and to relax, and to learn how to meditate on a regular basis. So let's get started. The key to meditation, how come meditation works so well and literally changes the brainwave patterns in your mind, is that meditation works, and it works because it's based on a system of repetition and focus. What I mean by that is our minds are all day long having a variety of thoughts, ideas, bouncing in and out of them all day long. Some people refer to it as a monkey mind. Thoughts come from here, we go to there, and we're very seldom attentive to one idea, one emotion, one thing at a time. We bounce all over the place, a lot like Tigger, and never stay in a more contemplative mood. Focus on one thing for a long time. What meditation does is meditation teaches you and I how to quiet the mind, be still, and be present right here, right now, without bouncing all over the place. So what we do in meditation is create a rhythm, a pattern that you can follow. And when you follow that pattern, that rhythm, you'll find that your mind quiets, the brain waves slow down, and you find yourself becoming more peaceful and more relaxed. An effective way of doing that, and the way I want to teach you today, is by following your breath with a mantra. First, what do I mean by following your breath? Almost all forms of meditation around the world are based on your breath, on following your breath. When you follow your breath, you find that you slow down and become very calm. However, it can be very difficult to follow your breath. Your mind wants to bounce from here to there and go all over the place instead of staying with your breath. So what I like to teach is what I call I am peaceful meditation. I am peaceful meditation. And what this is, this phrase, is it's a mantra or a phrase that you use along with your breath. And what you do is when you breathe in, you say in your head, I am. And then when you breathe out, in your head, you say, peaceful. So again, you breathe in, I am. Breathe out, peaceful. Breathe in, I am. Breathe out, peaceful. Your mind may, of course, want to wander and go to different places during this phrase, during this mantra. But what you'll find is if you, while your mind starts wandering, go back to your phrase, you'll find that it gets easier and easier to stay focused on your breath. So though it may sound very simple, just to breathe in I am and breathe out peaceful in your mind, what you'll find is this rhythm of following your breath along with your mantra is that your mind will slow down. And when your mind slows down, you actually become peaceful. Now during meditation, you will find that your mind will wander. But it's very important when your mind wanders not to be self-critical, not to be angry at yourself, but just to notice that your mind has wandered and then go back to your mantra, I am peaceful. Your mind may wander again, and guess what you do? You just go back to your mantra, I am peaceful. What you'll find is at first it will be difficult to do, though it will be helpful to have the I am peaceful along with you, helping you stay focused on your breath. But with time, as you continue this practice, you will find it easier and easier to quiet the mind and keep it quiet. And you'll also find that even though your mind may wander and will wander throughout your meditation, you'll still feel the effects of your mind quieting down, your brain waves literally slowing, and you getting into a much more peaceful, relaxed place. It's very easy to do. It just takes time and patience. Your mind will wander, but when it wanders, the I am peaceful brings you back to your breath. And if you're patient with yourself, and if you just do this a little bit every day, start off with 5, even 10 minutes, you'll find it easier to do. And you become relaxed, more peaceful, and you'll enter the world of meditation much more easily and quickly. Perhaps you'll find, as I have, that with time it becomes so easy that within a breath or two, after you sit down and find a comfortable place to meditate, you'll enter the world of meditation easily and very peacefully. So find yourself a comfortable place to sit, get relaxed, try to keep your spine straight. Don't worry about fidgeting. If you do, you do. But if you can stay still, it's better. But a lot of meditation isn't about forcing yourself to do something. It's about being present, being relaxed, and really enjoying the experience of meditation. If you're harsh, if you attack yourself for not doing it right, you won't come back. So be gentle with yourself, practice, and enter the wonderful world of meditation. And I look forward to our time together next week, where we will continue our journey in exploring meditation. Peace.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you'd like to share our thoughts on successful living with your company or organization, Dr. Puff and I are available for speaking engagements. Please visit our website at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more information. Peace.